inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, a primer on greenhouse management. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So with the temperatures rising over the last several weeks in Southeast Alaska, I can imagine that some of these greenhouses that we have in our backyards, they might be getting a little warm.
Let's just say they're cooking.
How much are they cooking? Like 100
how
degrees?
How much? Well, mine's been topping out with my doors open in my big greenhouse. It's been topping out at 95 to 99, which is okay for tomatoes and cucumbers. They can tolerate that. It's still dropping down into the low 50s at night, and they can tolerate that. They would like to have a little better, warmer nighttime temperatures. But the extremes are the challenge, and particularly with folks who have smaller greenhouses, like the cute little 8x10 or 8x12 greenhouses that have the rigid covering, mine at least heats up more slowly just because of its size. It's 16x48, and it's more easy to have airflow. But in the smaller ones with fans and open vents, low vents and high fans, then they can move the air, which is really important, not just for comfort for us and comfort for the plants, I suppose, but also for moisture considerations, too.
Is that because of, like, fungus and rot and that sort of thing?
Exactly. I mean, and we, of course, we contribute to that when we water, and we contribute to it when we plant the cute little tomato plants or cucumbers or other stuff too close together, so the air doesn't flow as well through that. Managing some of it is how you water, use a soaker hose or drip irrigation rather than just spraying the water out there, but also planting the cucumbers, tomatoes, and squash and whatever other stuff we're growing, beans perhaps, through plastic mulch. And there's several different kinds we've talked about in the past. There's IRT, which is a infrared transmitting, which helps warm the soil, but stops the light getting to the potential weed growth underneath. And then for tomatoes particularly, if you do a little research, they recommend this lightweight red plastic mulch. Because of the color, supposedly the reflection from that encourages tomatoes to grow and ripen. So we can use that, having our plastic mulch on the soil with the soaker hoses underneath and the plants growing up through, to manage a bunch of different problems: moisture, fungus, weeds, and overall growth.
And that's something new to me. I've never heard about the use of mulch in a greenhouse.
Yeah, it really is useful for places where you're trying to conserve water, if that's a consideration potentially, to keep the soil moisture in the soil so that it isn't evaporating up into the greenhouse, contributing to the moisture levels. I mean, the plants are evaporating moisture, you know, they take it up out of the ground and then it's exhausted through the leaves into the air. So again, that's part of the reason why we're trying to leave more space between plants and then have the air movement through there.
And you mentioned earlier about ventilation and keeping the greenhouse somewhat cool and at least not baking or getting too hot. What's kind of like the top end that we should be watching out for? Like, what point that we should have the fans on and the windows open because it's way too hot?
Getting up above 100 to 105 is too hot. You know, it's fairly unbearable for us Southeasterners who just can't hardly tolerate it when it gets over 75 outdoors. The plants can take more of that, but it's tough for us to get in there. The air movement, there's formulas. The Cooperative Extension Service has a brochure and stuff on greenhouse design, sizing the ventilation fan. There's a lot of good websites on that also, which talk about greenhouse ventilation and how much air movement is needed. They talk about actually moving a greenhouse full of air every minute or every 2 minutes, the rate at which the air is changed. So, which can be, you know, on a hot day, I don't know, it's quite a wind tunnel in there, but it still can be quite a breeze. And that movement of the air also helps somewhat in tomato pollination, which we'll probably talk about a little later when they're flowering, but also helps in the strengthening the stems of them too. Just the movement, basically like exercise for us.
Oh, okay. Well, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt. Try to keep cool.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature every Thursday morning on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can sign up for the podcast or ask your own question about yard and garden care at ktoo.org/gardentalk.
KTOO's Garden Talk with Ed Bajarski is sponsored by Don Abel Garden Center, locally owned since 1936, offering building and garden supplies to both commercial and residential customers throughout Alaska. More at donabel.biz.